Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. If you can't handle the truth, well, this may not be for you. But if you can, pull up a chair and pour the coffee. Three big things for you to know right now. Number one, Arizona Democrats jumping on the bandwagon attacking their own Senator Kyrsten Sinema, even though it will be her counterpart, Mark Kelly, that gets the boot in November. Trust me. Number two, is Joe Biden sucking his thumb whilst Vladimir Putin is getting ready to invade Ukraine? Seems that way. Seems like we aren't doing a thing about it. And number three, the pandemic is over. I tell you this again, as millions of Americans are turning against President Joe Biden, rejecting his entire administration as an abject failure. Why? Because it is. And though it may begin with the pandemic, this is certainly not where it ends. We're all ready for something altogether different. Just over 1 year of Joe Biden at the helm, and there's not one thing, this country can point to and say, look, hey, at least we're doing well over here. That's not going well, but we can do better, and this is going well. There's nothing. It all began with the free fall of Afghanistan. Of course, that came after declaring independence from the virus in July, which was a joke. And then it was Afghanistan. From there, the president has been in free fall. In fact, the aggregate of polling has 55% disapproval, only 40%. And that's an aggregate poll. That means polls like Reuters and Fox News are mixed in, which adulterate the actual results because it's not even that good. Trust me on that. It's not even the Republicans that have to say it. They don't have to say a thing. They can just sit back and watch Democrats and hardcore lefties and socialists say it's over. I've had enough. It's true. Let me give you an example. Barry Weiss. She is the former New York Times reporter. She said that she went all in on COVID. Did everything. You know, fumigating her groceries. Making sure that she didn't go anywhere. Wiping everything down fastidiously. But now she says she's all done with that. And she told Bill Maher a couple of days ago she's not alone. And she says a lot of her liberal friends are also all done with the COVID pandemic and the fear porn and the nonsense and the wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth and wearing of masks are done with all of it. But they're afraid to say so. Isn't that interesting? Listen to this.
No, I'm done with COVID. I went so hard on COVID.
I remember.
Sprayed the Pringles cans that I bought at the grocery store, stripped my clothes off because I thought COVID would be on my clothes. Like, I did it all. I watched Tiger King. I got to the end of Spotify. Like, we all did it, right?
And, No, we didn't all do it. A lot of us did do it.
And then we were told, you get the vaccine. You get the vaccine and you get back to normal. And we haven't gotten back to normal. And it's ridiculous at this point. I know that so many of my liberal and progressive friends are with me on this, and they do not want to say it out loud because they are scared to be called anti-vax or to be called science denial or to be, you know, smeared as a Trumper.
Smear as a Trumper. Those on the left realize that the numbers don't add up anymore. None of it works anymore. And though it may begin with the pandemic, that's certainly not where it ends. And we're ready for something altogether different in this country. Just over 1 year of Joe Biden at the helm, and there's not anything that we can point to. Like I said, not a thing. And Barry Weiss is there saying, look, we don't want to get labeled and smeared. She doesn't care. She walked from the New York Times realizing what a failure the old gray lady had become, that it was barely useful enough to use as a liner for a birdcage. And then she clicked off the failures of the COVID pandemic and made the clear point that government has failed us, failed all of us. But most of all, it has been a moral crime against our children. Against our children. Listen to this.
If you believe the science, you will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. You will realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. The city of Flint, Michigan, which is 80%, I think, minority students, has just announced indefinite virtual schooling. In the past 2 years, we've seen among young girls a 51% increase in self-harm. People are killing themselves. They are anxious. They are depressed. They are lonely. That is why we need to end it more than any inconvenience that it's been to the rest of us. I think it's a pandemic of bureaucracy.
Now, I have so many headlines every day, as you can imagine. As we dig through and glean through all the different headlines and so forth, obviously there was the big rally in Washington. Tens of thousands turned out. Dr. Robert Malone, one of the key speakers there, over the weekend saying, we're done with the mandates, we're done with all of this. Well, I want to give a shout-out to Alex Berenson. I began following him March 2020, and he has written a number of pamphlets and now books called Pandemia. His new book is coming out shortly. And he wrote this just yesterday, I guess. Kudos to the state of Massachusetts for being more honest about COVID vaccine failure than most blue states or the Centers for Disease Control, which rolled out more nonsense numbers about vaccine effectiveness today. Unlike most states, Massachusetts provides raw numbers for infections and vaccinated people instead of hiding them and offering only adjusted rate ratios. That claim to compare infection rates in the vaccinated and unvaccinated. On Thursday this past week, Massachusetts reported 85,000 infections, 900 hospitalizations, and 170 deaths for the week ending January the 15th in vaccinated people. Massachusetts is not a big state. 85,000 infections, 900 hospitalizations, and 170 deaths. But more importantly, Massachusetts also acknowledged those figures underestimate the real totals in the vaccinated because its reporting systems miscount some of them as unvaccinated. The report explains, the number of cases in vaccinated people may be undercounted due to discrepancies in the names and dates of births of individuals, resulting in an inability to match records across systems. Also, new numbers out of the UK. The UK, they're basically done with it now. They're throwing their hands up saying we're done with it. 80% of those with COVID in the United Kingdom right now, in England, in Scotland, are vaccinated. You tell me. And here's the big question that's really coming up now. Israel is now on to four jabs in Israel. Four. Israel, right now per capita, has the highest number of COVID cases in the world. 90% of Israel is fully vaccinated, if you will, at three shots. The vast majority have four shots. And Israel has a 0.6% infection rate daily. That means 0.6% of its entire population are becoming sick with COVID daily right now. Vaccine efficacy where? Oh, it reduces severe illness, does it? State of Massachusetts doesn't seem to back that up. The state of Massachusetts, you know, that conservative bastion of right-wing thought. Let that settle for a minute. Freshen your coffee, and I'll be right back. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.